This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush visited Atlanta yesterday on what would have been the 75th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Protesters lined the street across from the King Center, where the president laid a wreath at the Civil Rights Leaders Memorial. The president didn't make a speech. Protesters chanted anti-Bush slogans outside, but they didn't seem to bother Mr. Bush. In many ways, it was a typical campaign day for a president seeking re-election. We have two reports this morning on President Bush and the way his political persona has become a hot-button issue for many supporters as well as detractors. We begin with NPR's Ari Shapiro.
4 hours. From touchdown to takeoff, that's how long the president spent in Atlanta. 4 hours was enough to elicit a few major wins for the president. Campaign money, photos with prominent Democratic supporters, and the passage of a bill through the Georgia Senate. But it wasn't quite a perfect day. The local morning news heralded his arrival this way.
And the commemorations today will include the commander-in-chief, although President Bush is already taking flak over his plans from political opponents.
Those opponents gathered across from King's tomb hours before the president arrived. Police estimate there were 700 of them. They shouted and waved signs saying, "Money for jobs, not war," and "Where are the weapons of mass destruction?" Reverend Tim McDonald is pastor of the First Iconium Baptist Church. He stood behind a row of city buses that officials had rolled in to separate the protesters from the president.
Let's be clear. The president decided to come down today because he has a fundraiser tonight that he's hoping to raise a couple of million dollars. The reef lane was an afterthought, and we're not fooled nor deceived by his tactics.
The protest got prominent coverage on the news, but it was about the only blemish on the president's day. Across town, the state Senate was racing to pass a constitutional amendment as a salute to the president's arrival. They succeeded by a vote of 40-14. It allows religious groups that provide social services to apply for state funding, a program that the president pushed earlier in the day. And in the evening, the president received a hero's welcome at a campaign fundraiser.
Thank you all very much.
The ballroom was full of President Bush's campaign supporters. Each had paid $2,000 to eat dinner and hear the president speak.
We're laying the foundation for what is going to be a great national victory in November of 2004. And you're helping, and I appreciate your help.
One of Bush's supporters in attendance was Senator Zell Miller. This was the Georgia Democrats' first stop on President Bush's campaign trail. It likely won't be the last. He's expected to campaign with President Bush across the South.
The more I see of this leader, my respect and my support just continue to grow. And I can guarantee you that I will not be the only Democrat working for his reelection.
Since the president's trip included official business as well as fundraising, the White House covered at least some of the expenses. By 7:30, Mr. Bush was back aboard Air Force One on his way to the White House with another $1.3 million in his campaign coffers. And the front of the local paper's website had this photograph, President Bush holding hands with Martin Luther King's widow, Coretta Scott King. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.